Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
First up this hour, U.S. President Barack Obama is holding his final news conference. It's Mr. Obama's last farewell to the press corps before his successor steps into the fray with a very different approach to the media. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks joins us now. Simon, so what's sentiment like at the news with the end of President Obama's term?
Well, Henry, I think there's no question that for everybody involved in this, President Obama and the reporters there in the room and reporters and citizens of the United States watching this press conference on television outside the room, this is a big moment. It summates President Obama's 8 years in the White House. All that frankly remains for him to do after this news conference is to pack his bags and get ready for the inauguration ceremony here in Washington, D.C. on Friday, when Donald Trump will formally succeed him. The briefing room there at the White House is absolutely packed with reporters eager to get one last question in to President Obama. He clearly, over the course of most of the last hour, has been in something of a wistful mood as he has looked back on his presidency, but he has also been very forthright in terms of some of the things that he has said. And that starts with his decision to hold this news conference right there in the White House briefing room itself. He began this news conference by underscoring his belief, his passionate belief, he says, in the role that the White House press corps plays. He's holding this press conference in the very briefing room, the future of which is currently uncertain, because, as you may know, the White House Correspondents Association is locked in so far an unproductive conversation with Donald Trump's incoming team about precisely what kind of relationship is going to exist between them and the press starting on Saturday here in the United States, and whether, in fact, that briefing room is even going to be used on a daily basis going forwards.
Mm-hmm. Simon, in the meantime, what are other issues he touched upon at the press conference?
Well, you know, he has delivered a very clear message to Donald Trump's administration that Barack Obama is not going to feel bound by the traditions of office here in the United States. Normally, when a president leaves after 4 years or 8 years in the White House, they go away and they stay quiet. They don't intervene during their successor's time in office, certainly in the early stages. Barack Obama has indicated very clearly in this news conference, he is not going to be bound by that convention, particularly where, as he put it, the country's core values are at stake. Values like press freedom in the United States, voting rights in the United States, and what he referred to as the possible roundup of kids, a very clear reference there to the president-elect's threat to deport millions of people as soon as he becomes president of the United States in just a couple of days' time. Barack Obama said, "I am still a citizen," at the end of all of this, and he made it absolutely clear that where he feels the need to speak out, he will. He also has just warned Donald Trump on the issue of the Middle East. If you're going to make big shifts in policy, make sure you have thought them through. And he has time and again throughout this press conference said that his conversations with Donald Trump and members of his transition team have been cordial. But it's also very clear that Barack Obama is concerned about what's going to happen next in a broad range of policy terms here. He also said that he thinks that the president-elect is going to find himself relying very heavily on his advisers, and he suggested to Americans that they pay very close attention to the confirmation hearings that are taking place on Capitol Hill for those men and women that Donald Trump wants to include in his cabinet.
Mm-hmm. All right, Simon, thank you so much indeed for your update. Simon Marks reporting from Washington, D.C.